College is gracious enough to let us use one of their rooms. And we started out in 1990 teaching the Sheriff's Department by request,
mm-hmm.
and then the Park and Recreation Department, and then they asked us if we would please open it to the public, and that's what we've done ever since then. So a lot of our boating education is during off-season for boating, because
mm-hmm.
we don't boat a lot during the winter. We're not supposed to be out on the water, as far as Coast Guard goes, when the water is below 60 degrees, unless we have the cold weather suits,
mm-hmm.
which we don't.
Because you don't want to be out there anyway.
Right. We do boat some in the winter, but we just don't do the Coast Guard auxiliary work.
What other kinds of organizations do you belong to?
Through the years, I've belonged to several different horse groups. Of course, my favorite sport, and always has been, is horses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jumping, dressage, cross country, right, and a lot of quadrille,
mm-hmm.
where we have horses and riders riding to music. Right now, our favorite thing is riding out in the desert west of Santa Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful out there.
I bet.
I mean, you can't imagine. It's not at all like our desert around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of yucca, cactus, and other types of cactus that have fallen over, and they make excellent jumps.
I bet.
And you were asking about church. That also, some of us consider when we ride out there on a Sunday morning that we've gone to God's biggest church.
Mm-hmm.
And he's offered us beauty and things that people don't see when they go into some fine church.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're appreciating what God's given us. That's right.
We really do. And there's a lot of wildlife, a lot of beauty out there, and
that's
vegetation,
right.
Animals.
Now, you say you work with horses and you ride and all. Is what have you done for a business all your life?
I'm an animal technician. I started working for veterinarians in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
For 8.5 years, I worked at the practice that, believe it or not, I'm back helping them right now. It's a practice where it's a mixed practice with a lot of large animals as far as horses. Several years ago, Dr. Zargas was quite active with a lot of repair to horses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really very interesting work, working with horses.
Uh-huh.
We do, of course, dogs, cats, other small animals, and some of the other farm animals. But we do a lot of repair, still,
mm-hmm.
horse surgery to repair knees, ankles, injuries to horses.
Mm-hmm.
I help them.
You just assist?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I also, as a friend of theirs, I help them. They've got a horse farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise thoroughbred colts, and I help them with the training of those as far as weanlings, helping them to be weaned, halter broken, teach them to lead.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing that we've gone for is to take them to the auctions up at Rio Doce and occasionally over at Clovis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've done a lot of that. And helping Dr. Zargas, it's husband and wife, Dr. Zargas, and she and I ride together, and I help her with her horses in lunging them and help break them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing they did as appreciation for my helping them again. I'll backtrack. I worked for them, and then that was during the time with children,
mm-hmm.
and the hours were quite long. So after 8.5 years, I took leave, and I then helped another vet for 3.5 years and decided to quit again.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't last long. And Jim Koshman had asked me to come and help him with the surgery, asked if I would do the anesthesia on a very delicate procedure, and I said, sure. So I went up, and he approached me then. He says, would you consider working full time? And I said, no, I retired. I quit.